We're in the middle last week talking about the Eitz Hadas. The Ramban puts a number of things in perspective. The Ramban, the beginning, when Adam Rishon is first created, Vayomer Elokim, Na'asa Adam Betzalmeinu Kidnosenu. What does that mean? What is Na'asa? So Na'asa, the Ramban calls, that Adam bo Adam Na'asa, klom, ani v'ho oretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the earth first. So there were different laws in nature that govern the world. As the Rambam points out more in the Vuchim, the laws of nature for a world in formation, the laws of nature for a stable world. Right now, we have the laws of nature for a stable world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world with the intention of having it develop till it reached, at the end of Sheish Shemei Breishis, reached its final stable form. At that point, the earth had the ability to give off life. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yishvitzu, the earth should give forth plant life, animal life, all sorts of life. The sea had the ability to give forth marine life. Of course, now, at the end of Sheish Yemei Breishis, when it says, Vachul Hashemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvaim, that stopped. A whole different system took over. It's the system of stable world as we have it today. Pasuk says, Chok Nosam V'lo Yavo. So, at that point, so what does Na'as say? So the Ramban says, the human body is a physical human body. You're a physical human body, so it emerged from the earth like the body of all animals. It did not descend from other animals. No. It emerged from the earth as a unique creation that had with the ability to take the neshama. Nas means the earth would give forth the body. And Kadosh Baruch Hu would supply the neshama. So you have this unique creation of guf and neshama. And then, when Adam Rishon is in Gan Eden, so first, when the pasuk tells the second time the story of the human being, it says, "Vitzah Hashem lo kimas Adam, ofum en ho'adoma," created from the earth, and he put into him nishmas ruach, nishmas chayim. And then he puts him in Gan Eden, and he says, "Mikol eitz hagan ochotoch." You can eat from Eitz Hadas Tov. And from Eitz Hadas, you're not allowed to eat. Piyom achocho min menu mos tomos. You will die. Now, what does that mean? So, take a look at Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan says, and many Rishonim follow that, Hey chayiv katol, b'chayiv misa b'nei shamayim. You mean you'll die on the spot? No. Now, what was the previous plan and what changed? Was the previous plan other Rishon should live for X amount of time. And then that was shortened. We should live forever. So the Ramban says, Al Daas Rabbi Hussein, his pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos is, Emole Shechoto, Lomesol, he would never have died. Where does the Ramban come from? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that four people never did an Avera. Uave, Binyamin, son of Yaakov Avinu, Amram, father of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishai, the father of David HaMelech, and Kolev, the son of David HaMelech. Four people. So why did they die? The Ityo Shel Nochosh, as a result of the Chet of Adam Rishon. Now, Ramban says that implies that Adam, that the human being, would have the capacity to live forever had it not been for the Chet of Adam Rishon. But Al Daas Anshei HaTeva, the scientists at the time of the Ramban says it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because a human being is a composite, and a human body disintegrates into its composite parts. The human body can't last forever. Ramban said, but Chazal said, not before the Rishon. It would have lasted forever. So Ramban comes up with an idea. We're a composite being, guf and neshama. If a person's ikur is his neshama, and then the neshama has the capacity to give life to the guf, independent of any physical, on a certain madrega. So the neshama gives life to the guf, and as long as you're called feeding the neshama, staying on that madrega vruchnias, the goof isn't subject to all the physical laws of the world. So that's why if I look at the goof just as a goof, human being could live forever. Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, when he was first created, his life was from spiritual food. HaNeshomo HaElyonis Tamsen Elo L'chaim Lod V'Chifetz HaElokim in God's Baruch Hu's desire, Vashabob Esat Sira Yedovik Botomet, that a human being would be connected completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that connection he would beget eternal life. For Yakamot Salad. Okay. What does it mean? So, why was there food in this world? If you're getting your nourishment from on a spiritual level, and that gives life to the body, what is their food? Just, oh. V'achila hoitzalom mitchila lo'onek, just for enjoyment. That means, what's the Ramban telling us? If I can focus on being a totally spiritual being, I can enjoy this world totally. Food was just for enjoyment. When? I'm a totally spiritual human being. On the other hand, by eating from the Eitz HaDaas, I change my metzias. My metzias is I don't get nourishment. My gift doesn't get nourishment anymore from my ruchnias, but it gets nourishment from my food. And therefore, I become subject to all the physical laws of the world. So he's talking about two different types of human being. And the Ramban in other places is not an either or. The Ramban, for instance, about doctors and medical situations. Z'ani Hashem Rofecha, Hashem Baruch Hu is the Rofe Kolboser of Mafi Lassos. He says, The higher you up on a spiritual level, the less you are subject to physical causation, the less you need doctors. The more you're a totally physical being. And he says, it's a balance. Now, he says, all the other fruits, with exception of Eitz HaDa'as, Nivloim Be'evarim Kamon, Umekaimim Es Ha'ochleim. The Yerushalmi says, what bracha do they make on the mon? They made on the mon the bracha, Amotzi Lechem in Hashemayim. And it was a spiritual food that tasted like the most delicious things you could want. But it was a spiritual food, and it gave off no waste. It just became absorbed in the body, giving it life, and there was no waste. Shagodz alayim v'chalto seisav hasoteh. So then, let's understand this a little more deeply. So the human being is two things. He's a guf and a neshama. The question is what dominates what and what pulls what. Adam Rishon was allowed to eat from anything he wanted. Total enjoyment. As long as he could focus, spiritually, and that was what was driving him, and that was motivating. On the other hand, eating from the Eitz HaDa'as was achil, Hashem achila. It was pursuit of physical pleasure itself, without any spiritual dimension. And then his whole identity changed. And once his identity changed, it became what we are today, a struggle between guf and neshama. What's going to dominate? And that's why I talked to the Shmuz in the past few weeks, Kaddishim, Yisim, Kadoshim. We have to work hard to keep the right balance of who we are. Now, as a result of the Chait and Odom Arishim changing, Rambam Ramon and Ravuchim, someone asked him a question. What is the greatest thing a human being has? The ability to understand good and evil. And you have a moral sense. Did the Odom Arishon only get that after the Chet? That's ridiculous. Before he had no sense of right and wrong, good and evil. The Rambam writes, no. Someone will tell you 2 and 2 is 4. You don't say it's good or bad. It's a fact. You see it clearly. 2, 2, 4. When Odom Arishon did not have the pull that he has today, so he was able to see the moral world with absolute clarity, and it was totally clear. It was like Emerson Checker. All the confusion we have in terms of moral issues is because we have a pull and we twist our mind to justify things we shouldn't be justifying. So our vision was clouded. Number one. But there's something else. The human being's drive can be moved in a number of directions. So the pasuk says, Adam Arishon couldn't take full responsibility for what he did. He blamed the Isha. The Isha couldn't take full responsibility. When you can take full responsibility for what you do, it's much easier to correct the results. But when you can't take responsibility for what you do, you can't correct the results. Medrash says, the day after Cain killed Hevel, Adam Rishon bumped into him and said, how did you get off so easy? It's such an avera. You're killing your brother, and I didn't get off so easy. I got a much bigger punishment for less avera. So Cain told him, Otsisi tshuva. I took responsibility for what I did. Adam couldn't do that. So there's a klala to the Nachash, to the Isha, and to the Adam. What is the Tzadar Shavet of all three klalas? And why is it Midah connected Midah? Tzadar Shavet of all other klalas is very, very simple. That a human being, or anything, with all the powers that we have, If it's going to be driven only by its drive for pleasure, go totally berserk. Totally berserk. If life is easy, and you don't have to worry about anything, and everything's on a golden platter, the only thing you're driven by is a drive to pleasure. It's today's world. Totally berserk. So what is told? Your basic tasks in life will come with great difficulty, because otherwise you're dangerous. If it's, life is too easy and you have an uncontrolled pleasure drive, you just keep going and going without any satisfaction. So the Nachash. What is an animal's basic functions? It roams, it eats, and it gives birth to children. So what is the animal told? Animal is told very simple. The Nachash. Asisus oratum kolabeim of kolchayas hasode. Number one. Your giving birth will be with great difficulty. The Nachash has a pregnancy of 7 years. The Nachash is not all serpents. A specific animal that is like a serpent. And the Nachash previously was not a serpent. It had legs. Legs were taken away from it. So it now became a serpent. This animal. But serpents have, many serpents have give birth after 7 years, 6 years, some 8 years. For instance, a cobra snake, 7 year pregnancy. Or after giving birth to children will be with difficult, with pain. Agachon chotelech, you won't walk anymore, you'll crawl on the ground. Roaming will be with difficulty. And you're eating the food. The three basic things an animal does. It roams, procreates, and it eats. All will be with difficulty. The Avoshes, something else. Ramban in Parshas Bechukos talks that talks about this. There are basic relationships that you have will, as a result of chet, will be tense relationships, negative relationships between the Avoshes ben chuvenu isha, between you and human beings. There'll be a tension. And you won't live at peace with human beings. Ramban says that Lasid Lovo is a question. The Rambam writes about it in a number of places. It says, Vigor Kevasim Zayd, Mosa Mashiach, the sheep will live with the wolf. But that's not Teva of the world. Teva of the world is wolves eat up sheep. The Rambam writes, the Moshal, maybe only in Harabayas will be that way. So, Ramban says no. The world, when it was first created, was supposed to be in total harmony. Lack of harmony in the world is because of our chatoy. Well, said Lova, when we'll get back to that total madrega, there'll be total harmony in the world. And all the relationships will go back to harmonious relationship. And that lack of harmony between various animals and human beings restored to harmony. Well, Ishama, what do you tell the world? Harbar b'tzvonech v'heronech. You're giving birth. Your pregnancy will be in pain. Your giving birth will be in pain. So Rashi says that. Tzarg, three things. Tzarg, you'll born and bring up children. Pregnancy and birth will be with pain. Why? Means you have a basic function in this world. It will not have been easy. Now then we talk about relationships. We'll get that back to a second relationship between husband and wife. Well, other mama, what do you tell her? Because Aruha Adoma Bavurecha, before you'd be able to eat with great ease anything, it was just there. But now there will be a color that to get food out of the earth, difficult. You'll plant and it won't work, and this, you'll be frustrated in producing your parnosa, and you'll struggle with parnosa your entire life. So Adam is told his parnosa and bringing food to the family will be with difficulty. The woman is told bringing up the family will be with difficulty. The basic task, man and a woman, will be with difficulty. When life is too easy and people have pleasure drives, they go crazy. Take a look at the world today. Life's very easy. People are just unlimited pursuit of pleasure. But they have different relationships. The Gemara Kedushin says, why is it that Derech HaIsh, who look for a wife more than Derech HaIsh should look for a husband? Because it says when Adam was created and Chava was taken from him, so he lost something. And because he lost something, he's looking for something he lost. More is talking about something a little deeper. That a man's drive for marriage, he feels more incomplete without a wife. That's one. And because of that, he was very dependent on Chava and was subject to her influence more than he should have been. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to change the whole relationship between man and wife. From now on, your sense of loneliness will be greater than a man's sense of loneliness. A man has one drive to marriage, a woman has a different drive to marriage. And in an improper relationship, your husband will be able to take advantage of that. And he'll rule over. Then he's supposed to. Means. And there's a mitzvah. What is this? An interesting other imbalance in the Torah. No, first year of marriage, what is a husband's obligation? Take a look there in the Sefer Achinuch on that mitzvah. One of the Tariag mitzvahs. One of Achinuch. It's the husband's obligation to make sure his marriage is a stable, harmonious relationship. Amazing. It's the husband's obligation, not the wife's obligation. And that's the counterbalance to this. The klala is that she's going to feel a sense of loneliness more than a man does. He may have the ability to take care of it and abuse the relationship. What's the mitzvah? Don't do it. There's halacha. The Ramban points it out. In Hilchos Gittin, Tavli eats the Meitiv Teinduim Aleitiv Arlosa. A woman will put up with an impossible husband more easily than a husband will put up with an impossible wife. She feels that sense of loneliness. To stay married is more important to her than to a man. Ma'isa b'chol. So what does the Torah say? Don't take advantage of that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Bria, as the Rambam points out here. Because the man feels incomplete, the woman, and so that they both need each other, both physically and emotionally, and that's all part of the Klola. Lasid Lovo, all relationships will be harmonious. Human being and the there are three relationships that have been given a klola here. human being in the soil, all human beings and animals, and human beings and human beings. They're going to have, there'll be a tense relationship. Your basic activity will come with difficulty, and because at this point you're very dangerous, your drive to pleasure can consume you and destroy you. 100 years ago, there was no drug culture. Life was hard. Life was very hard. And what happened before the marble? Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a shefa brocha to the world, and what did human beings do with it? They went crazy with a drive for pleasure. They couldn't control themselves. What's with the world today? The same thing. Self-destruct. And this is the nature of the klal. And it's interesting, there's a medrash, a very important medrash. I think about it often, today's world. Medrash says, when Noach was born, Lemech, his father, gave him the name Noach. Why? Zeyenach HaMeinu Maaseinu. This is the Nechama. So, the Medrash asks, Lemech Novi Hoyva? Lemech was a Novi that he understood that Noach would be the salvation of the world. So what happened? So the Medrash says that at the time of Adam Rishon, there was a call to the world, Parnassah will be difficult. After Cain killed Hevel, says the same thing. And Enosh with Avodah Zarah, the world kept getting more and more difficult, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, do tshuva. People didn't. Then finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu faced the world is just sort of degenerating. So what's going to be? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, maybe they couldn't put up with the Nisoyim of Anios. I'll bring a Shefa, before I destroy the world, I'll bring a Shefa Baruch to the world, and maybe then they'll turn around. And what do? They use it to totally destroy themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Second World War, brought an unbelievable Shefa Baruch to the world. And what has humanity done with it? What has Klal Yisrael done? They've gone crazy. But this is the story of the Klala. And then Meretz Hashem B'li Neder next week, we'll discuss the whole issue of why clothes were necessary. But a very interesting thing happens. When Adam is created, and then Chava is taken from Adam, what does he call her? Isha. Ki mi ish l'kochozos. Al kenyaz of ish, it's obvious. Her name was Isha. Why? It's described as her basic, her basic task in this world was being the Ezek Kenegdo. Then all of a sudden, after the Klala, her name is changed from Isha to Chava. What's Chava? He hoys I am called Chava. You are going to be the mother of everything, and your basic task will be mother, and your Ezek and Negdo is the second task. It's a balance. Woman, in that sense, they're two. She's the Ezek and Negdo, she's the Ein Kol Chai. We'll see a little later.